Missouri Producers Service Agreement, Connell Insurance Incorporated, number 19-130, Human HR, Human Resource. I have a letter dated November 27, 2019, from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, and he does approve the agreement as to form. This agreement is by and between Connell Insurance Incorporated and Taney County.
On the attorney's letter where it has an effective date.
Effective date of January 1st, 2020.
So is it 12 months from that date? I thought it was...
It does say 12 months.
Essentially, this allows you to continue on as our, and we've gone back and forth over the years on if it's done in October or if it's done at the year end. I thought this last time we...
There was a confusion over the renewal dates of the policy.
Right.
And it's been shifted back to a 12/31 or 1/1.
That's what I was thinking.
Date, so that may have been the confusion of that. So it should be fine with a 1/1.
And then any changes we want to make in the future, if there is an issue, then this doesn't affect any of that.
This is just a continuation of the agreement.
Right.
That's what I thought. It was just a continuation, but so would it end then 12/1/2021?
12/31.
31.
Of 20.
Okay.
Move to approve the Missouri Producer Service Agreement by and between Taney County and Connell Insurance.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
With that, I've also brought to you guys, I know you guys were up for renewal on some items. I wanted you at least to have an update.
Thank you.
I didn't hear back over the fact that we had a jail inspection we needed to make for the bid process. That you had agreed for me to go ahead and proceed on your behalf as the county commission. So I gave you just basically we were alerted of MOPRM's renewal going up. We did receive that in.
I'm sorry, hold on 1 second.
Sure.
Is this agenda?
I had asked to be on the agenda, and then there is a agenda notification to me for 9:10 this morning that was not removed.
It's agendized Missouri Producer Service Agreement, Connell, State of Missouri.
Nasco Value Point Cooperative, that's for something else, liability waiver of release.
We were supposed to originally meet in regards to the premiums of the MOPRM, which we could not get travelers to respond because of the fact they wanted a jail inspection, which you guys were all aware of and got put off on time. We should have the revised numbers. I just wanted to update you in regards to where we're at with that at this point, and we'll have that back next Monday.
Okay, so you'll meet with us next Monday and give us all the
information. For a finalized, this is just an update for you.
Okay, so we have the paperwork on this to look at. We can look at
yes,
it next Monday.
Yes, and that's what I was just pointing out for you.
Okay.
Yeah, it might have been our fault that it wasn't
agenda. No problems here.
Yeah.
I just came on over because I didn't hear from anybody,
gotcha.
And so I just wanted to make sure you guys were getting some time to absorb this.
Okay. Thank you, then.
Basically, and I'll be brief. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know that we can. It's not agendized.
Okay.
To discuss.
You keep what you have there, and if you have any questions, call me.
Thank you for the information.
Sorry about the confusion on that.
And you'll be you'll be on the agenda next Monday
yes.
to produce this.
Yes.
And I'm assuming Dawn has all the same information?
Yes, I already provided it to him.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you. State of Missouri, NASPO Value Point Cooperative Contract, fire testing, Johnson Controls Simplex Grinnell number 19-122M.
Scott or Renee?
I have a letter dated November 27, 2019 from Mr. our attorney, Mr. Elliott. He's reviewed the above reference contract by and between Simplex, Grinnell, and Taney County. The contract provides for annual fire alarm testing and inspection as well as wet sprinkler, antifreeze, black backflow testing based on line items in the contract, for a total annual cost of $6,713. The contract beginning date is October 1st, 2019 through September 30th, 2020.
See, Renee just came in.
Do you, did you reference that the date was changed on the agreement? To reflect that the testing month is May and not October.
Yes, there. The testing was conducted in May 2019. Johnson Control completed the installation of a new fire panel at the Taney County Justice Center, at which time fire alarm testing was completed. And, of course, we have a letter being sent. Let's see.
Okay. Move to approve the agreement by and between Taney County and Simplex Grinnell, and also allow Commissioner Schofield to sign the attached letter to send to Johnson Controls Fire Protection.
Second for discussion.
We have a second for discussion.
Is that the fire panel, like about $115,000 that we put in? Yeah. Okay. Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Liability and waiver and release. Christmas Palooza and Parade, Forsyth Chamber of Commerce, number 19-132CM. I have a letter dated November 27, 2019 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, and he has reviewed the above reference liability waiver and release for event sponsor and participant by the Forsyth Chamber of Commerce for the Christmas Palooza and Parade to be held on county property. And he has prepared the waiver and he approves as to form.
Who would approve the liability waiver and release, assumption of risk and indemnity agreement? line between Taney County and Forsyth Chamber of Commerce for the Christmas Palooza and Christmas Parade activities.
Second for discussion.
We have a second for discussion.
I'm certain that they'll be made aware that the parking, actual parking garage upper part, we've got it roped off what's going to be repaired, but will we close the rest of it there or not?
I don't know anything about what their needs are. And
So, I mean, are we saying that the back part that we can park on now will be open?
I'm sorry, do what?
Are we saying that the back part where we can, where we park on, that's okay for parking, will that be open part of for parking if they desire, or will it all be roped off? I just want to be sure there's no misunderstanding. Will maintenance just rope that off?
And that's something we can ask them. We can discuss that.
To let them know.
Well, yeah.
Second.
I'm assuming that's something we live.
All right. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Well, there's Jason back there. We can ask him.
I wanted to talk to him on. Anyway, I need to get clearance to be sure that whether my van can or cannot park there. There's been discussion on it. So until I get clearance that I can park over here, I'm right now parking somewhere else.
I walk from Hollister.
You walk from Bull Creek.
I'm lying.
That would be great. Thank you. Just until when it was brought up to me again, I just started parking here till I got the clearance.
Agreement for Inmate Transport Services, Security Transport Services Incorporated, number 19-144S. I have a letter dated December 5th, 2019 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott. He has reviewed and revised the above reference agreement for Inmate Transportation Services by and between Security Transport Services Incorporated and Taney County. He has approved the agreement as to form.
This is pretty much the same agreement we've had.
This is a new agreement, cooperative with Green County.
It's a new one.
So we've not done this one before. I thought we did our own prison transport.
We had a bid award back in 2012 with Inmate Transport Services. The sheriff was having some difficulties with that. Checked with Green County. We did a co-op agreement with Green County.
So the sheriff has looked at this and...
Absolutely.
It.
And actually, he said all the information to me, perfect, nothing was missing.
Does it make sense financially?
Yes. Yeah, actually, the pricing is the same as what Green County's been paying for years.
The agreement provides for transportation of inmates of the county and services related to those security and transportation services. The contract price is $1.16 per mile, with a minimum charge of $325 per trip.
So is this just whenever they... extradite outside of...
Right.
And it automatically renews for 2 years?
Yes.
From August 1st?
2020.
2020 to August 1st, 2022.
22. Yep. And then again to 2024?
Yep.
Give 30 days notice if you wish to cancel. Any more questions?
Well, I guess I'm trying to figure out. Currently, we do it ourselves.
I thought we used someone.
Inmate Transport Services for the larger